Hi, I'm Terry.
And I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
Fans Talk F1, the podcast.
The podcast recorded live on TikTok where you, the fans, engage.
On the only interactive podcast on the topics that matter to you in the world of Formula One.
Reverse constructor order then. We're going to do
AlphaTauri.
I'm glad you said AlphaTauri. It's the same as what I've got.
You got the races on. Which one are you on? You got the races on. So what's going on here?
AlphaTauri first then. You have Yuki Tsunoda at P15 today. And where did Daniel Ricciardo finish?
Was he higher?
A little bit higher. P13.
A little bit higher.
A little bit higher. P13.
Wow.
Danny Rick. Is Danny Rick back?
Well, he's back on the grid.
Or is it Yuki and his 7 second pit stop?
I don't know, because ultimately, when you think about it, yes, he finished above him.
Yeah.
Yeah, proof's in the pudding, is it? As we say, we keep saying. No points for Saturday, results on Sunday, although he did beat him on Saturday as well.
I mean, Mario's put unlucky weekend for AlphaTauri, I think.
Yeah, I mean, did Danny get caught up in, that turn one sort of Alpine, yeah. You were coming to that. Let's not give ways. I mean, Alpine ain't going to take long when we get to him, is it? Probably longer than their race, isn't it?
We'll
come to Alpine. But yeah, he got caught up in that one, didn't he? I think, just seems put there, his first weekend back wasn't too bad. I think he'd be happy he settled in. He's beating Yuki. That's his benchmark at the moment, isn't it?
Well, if you consider the only car he's been in is the RB19.
Yeah.
Or probably sim. He's probably done a bit of sim racing in the off-season.
Yeah. But also, if you look at it, his aim was to beat Yuki, wasn't it, when he came in this weekend. He hadn't done long runs in the car. He hadn't had that much time in the car, apart from a bit of sim. First time he's properly driven it on a track. So I think he'd be happy with P13. And his period, he did well after going off the track.
It's amazing as well, because Sky Sport over the weekend, especially Martin Brundle, was talking about Tsunoda was a season pro, but...
Established.
I think is what he said, wasn't it? So, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of teams looking at Yuki, apparently. There's a lot of people that keep saying Yuki to Red Bull.
No, I'm not buying it still. I still don't buy it. I think that disappeared when Honda disappeared on the way to Aston Martin, if I'm honest.
Yuki to Aston.
Right, if it's going to be instead of Alonso, isn't it, because Strolling going nowhere. That'll be a downgrade, but
Who says that?
Chelsea's but Yuki's going to... I don't think he's shown enough, to be honest, to be a serious contender for Red Bull.
It's a difficult one, though, with Yuki, because I wouldn't say he's not...
The car's been rubbish, hasn't it? It's not the season. Yeah. That car was rubbish beginning of the year.
Yeah. Less of the Stroll hate, Justin. Don't worry.
It wasn't Stroll hate. That was just a fundamental fact of, Lance is never going to have his contract done. I don't think we call it hate.
We will come on to some form of Stroll hate. There's got to be some there at some point, isn't there? But I think AlphaTauri, P13, P15, it ain't.
It's kind of what I expected.
It ain't good enough, though.
No. I mean,
ain't good enough.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you've got teams up there as well. So you've got Williams above them, you've got Alfa Romeo that's finished.
They would have wanted to beat Williams this weekend, wouldn't they? That would have been the sort of aim. So I think they'd be disappointed with that. But it's good to see Danny back. He seemed to get better as the race went on, I'll say, definitely. So. Before we move on, has anyone got any actually AlphaTauri related questions?
Chelsea's put the car is naff, but it looked better because of Nick. Because he looked better because of Nick. Danny Rick fell off to the last end.
Did have upgrades again, though, is one argument as well.
Yeah.
You could argue that point as well. It did come with two or three upgrades on it. Again, I must admit, AlphaTauri's upgrade package has been...
And they both upgraded.
Yeah, both cars upgraded at the same time. So, I don't think there's too much to say. Danny's back on the grid. He'd be glad to get a race under his belt. Be glad to get a full race distance in the car done, especially with Belgium coming up next weekend. So,
Danny Rick. Season pro.
Season pro, yeah.
Moving on then.
The team leader of AlphaTauri. Did I say that?
Are we doing that again? Are we finishing on controversial terms on every team?
That is Danny Rick now the team leader? Yeah.
He's got to be, though, isn't he?
All joking aside,
the experience he's got over Yuki. I know Yuki's the season driver in the team, but...
Yeah.
Danny's got the experience, isn't he? Now you've said it, we're moving on.
Moving on. You said that, wasn't it?
Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo, you have Valtteri Bottas, P12. And, oh my God.
Joe.
Where's the other one?
Joe, 16th.
Yeah, Joe, 16th.
If you're a Joe fan, I'm not actually quite sure what to say. I mean, what happened? What on earth happened?
Funnily enough, Zhou Guanyu kind of did a Valtteri Bottas.
Yeah.
When he was at Mercedes.
He did.
He went bowling, didn't he?
Well, first of all, he didn't get off the line. He just stayed there. What if everyone died around him?
Bottas literally drove round him.
Yeah, as if to go.
Track side. And then it just...
Yeah, it went from bad to worse, and he got a penalty. He got a penalty in there.
Is there anything you can say? He didn't stop the car? Was it bad driving?
I don't know.
Was there something up with the car? Was it cold tyres?
I think he's wrong.
I'm not going to be too harsh.
I think he's wrong gear to start off with, wasn't it? I think it was...
Yeah.
But their weekend promised so much. They've been on it all weekend. That car's been so fast all weekend. That's got to be a major disappointment for them to get some points. They were looking to claw some points and maybe even get above Haas.
Who?
Haas, look.
Oh.
They're next on the... See, I've got the constructors. Look, they're only 2 points in it.
Oh, Haas.
Yeah, Haas isn't he?
Forgot all about Haas.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Forgot about Haas, well, Alfa Romeo, AlphaTauri.
Might need to remember about them in a minute because we're coming to them, but, you know.
I've only remembered about AlphaTauri because of Danny Rick coming back.
But yeah, but they would like to have got some points and moved up a bit more than what they are, but yeah.
Shocking start then from Zhou Guanyu. Bottas had a bit of to-ing and fro-ing with Alex Albon.
Yeah, beginning of the race he looks okay.
Well, that's only because his teammate stood still for what seemed like an eternity.
I
think you're still going to be disappointed if you're Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, their car showed a lot more promise this weekend. So they wanted more from that. Definitely.
Did I see what's name in the paddock as well?
Who?
Oh my God, what's his name? The CEO? Alfa Romeo?
Which one?
He's Peter McLaren.
Oh, Andrea Stella.
Is it
Andrea? No, Andrea Seidel.
Seidel
said the same thing, isn't it?
He was in the paddock at one point, wasn't he? I'm sure he was.
It's been a long time since we saw him actually at a race.
Well, that I only remember it because they picked up on it.
That's been a long time.
I mean, this is probably going to be the quickest podcast of everyone's of lifetime.
2023, yeah. Hi, Claire. Just saying hi. Filling in the blanks there.
Hi, Claire. How are you, Claire? So, we're going to... Don't get any better, does it?
No.
I just feel like we're going to have to start rallying through these midfield teams.
I feel more excited for Darren heading to Belgium next week. Hopefully it's better live.
The midfield teams just aren't offering nothing, are they?
No. We seem to be having the same conversation race after race. Yeah. We're saying before we come on there that actually it's what you say. You know, focus in development on next year, turned off development, done this and that. It seems to just be like a broken record all the time with all these things. You know, it just doesn't seem to be any progress.
Yes, Claire, it was fun and eventful. the midfield teams just... we said earlier as well, while we were watching it, that the...
Ronan, hold your thought on McLaren. We will get to them. Don't panic.
We have got an opinion on that.
So.
Funnily enough, I was just coming to the point that we do have opinions on Aston Martin up because, quite frankly, when we're watching Sky, that's all we get to see.
Yeah.
You don't get to see much of the midfield teams anymore. Alfa Romeo aside, then let's quickly and swiftly move on to Haas. And Haas, you have Kevin Magnussen, P17, okay, and then you've got dizzy heights of P14, Nico Hülkenberg.
Again,
I have absolutely nothing to say about Haas.
One lap pace, great in qualifying, Hülkenberg.
I've got nothing to say.
I've got something to say. Do we think that Haas should be continuing with the same driver partnership for next season? All signs are they're going to sign again.
Yeah, but how many times do we have conversations with the driver lineup where we say on paper?
That's what I'm saying.
But
what I'm saying is with those two, you know, with what they're saying is they are going to confirm pretty much soon. I think Hülkenberg first to sign. But actually, at what point do we actually say they need to make a change?
I mean, don't
and should it be Kevin?
It's better than Mazepin. I think Justine just put Gunther's entry into his diary, be angry to write, I'll speak next week.
He'd be on the phone to Gene, we look great on Saturday, crap on Sunday.
You don't win anything on Saturday, that's the problem. I don't think they should be continuing with the same principle.
Yeah,
we have said this. Gunter, if you're watching.
Yeah.
Gene, if you're watching.
Gene, if you're watching, yeah.
Don't call us out on it.
No.
It's just our opinion. It's personal. But I'm going to say it again. Haas. Why don't Gene Haas just... Andretti?
Sell it to Andretti, yeah.
Cut your losses and sell it to Andretti.
Or at least be a partner. Surely there should be a partnership deal.
Yeah, you would have thought so.
Andretti Haas.
Well, surely that would be a way
for
Andretti to get in.
Yeah, it'd work.
And then eventually buy him off.
It'd work.
Hi, Thomas.
Oh, good luck in your league race.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
But yeah, I mean, on the serious note, I know they're going to confirm both drivers, it looks like. It's pretty much an open secret that it's going to happen.
Trackside's just put, isn't there talk of Alfa Romeo and Haas teaming up?
There is year? 20 million partnership, quite similar to the current one they've got with Sauber. But nothing's been confirmed yet. So, yeah, we wait and see. It makes sense for them to do that, if they're going to do that.
You're sweating.
Oh, it's like a sauna in here. Just go off.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind, but the door keeps opening. So we've actually been locked in.
Joe's actually locked us in. So we can't even open the door for ventilation here.
I hope she don't fall asleep or anything.
Yeah.
Right. Haas aside, I haven't got anything else to say on Haas unless you've got anything you want to add.
Nah. Like I said, I still got doubts over the same partnership, but I think it'll continue. So whatever my doubts are, they clearly didn't share the same ones.
Yeah, Gene, if you're watching, Andretti might be your best bet, kid. Just throwing it out there.
And Andretti, if you're watching, yeah, I don't think they're going to let you in, so you might need to find a way in.
Don't bother.
Don't bother.
Moving on from Haas. I suppose it gets a little bit more positive. Williams?
Well, so, gets positive from a constructor's point of view, but not from a...
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Logan Sargeant that...
retired on the last lap. What was that all about? Just let him limp round.
Yeah.
It was last lap.
It was flat spotty tyres.
Yeah.
Just letting go around.
Just letting go around. Didn't understand that at all.
But then you've got Alex Albon. I suppose their argument would be saving the engine and stuff like that, wouldn't it? But
what,
it's
for
one
that?
Lap, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's Alex Albon, P11. Again, I'd probably say another solid race, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, disappointing probably not to see that point. They didn't look like they were going to get the points earlier on, actually. They struggled a bit this weekend, didn't they, with the speed, but they were always going to.
Yeah, but don't forget the midfield pack was pretty much a DRS train. So, I have a feeling we may have, in the comment section, a Max Verstappen fan.
I don't know. He's on copy and paste at the moment.
I don't know what gave it away, but
Hi. Yeah. We can see you. You'll have your turn.
Yeah, we'll come
everyone gets a go. Don't panic.
Yeah, everyone gets a go.
Yeah.
Alex Albon, again, holding the team together there.
Yeah. I mean, Logan Sargeant, we've talked about how they've been so-called impressed with his development. He did well at Silverstone, but he's been poor this weekend.
Ask yourself the genuine question. Do you think he'll be there next year?
Yes.
Be honest.
I do, because I'm not sure who you replace him with currently at the moment.
Mick,
you know?
Mick? There was talk about Mick
Schumacher. There was talk about Mick. Maybe it's going on in the background with James Vowles. You know? Mick seems to be doing a lot of testing for people. McLaren, he nipped into the other week.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What about your thoughts on Danny Rick? We have unfortunately done Danny Rick.
We've
done AlphaTauri.
Yeah. He had a solid weekend.
Logan Sargeant out, Nigel Mansell in.
Oh, Trackside's got an interesting comment there. De Vries has gone F1 Media, needs a new scapegoat. Could well be. Their sights, they certainly ain't going to set him on Danny Rick, are they? Let's be honest about it.
Would you?
What, set your sights on him? Not at the moment, he's only had a race, but is he a rookie? Does he get half a season? I don't know. Is that the deal nowadays?
Champagne pop could go wrong.
Yeah, we've come on to that one.
Yeah, it's hard to get a grasp of how good the Williams actually is. Is Logan just that far behind it?
It's tough for two reasons. One, because he didn't have the upgraded car at the same time as Alex. He has now got the same car, but he did have it two races later. So is there a train of thought that he's now getting used to that car? There could be that argument.
Don't forget that Albon has been in F1 a lot longer.
And Albon's been in F1. So
do you know what? I think everyone seems to forget how long Albon... Same with Max.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about Max Verstappen, people don't realise how long he's been in Formula 1.
That's what I mean. It's crazy.
And it's the same with Albon.
Yeah.
You know, there was talk about it. I mean, it made me giggle. You talk about Helmut Marko. Sorry, I'm just wiping away the sweat because I'm losing about 2 stone every second here. Helmut Marko, another comment again about Alex Albon. did we let him go too soon? Should we look at him again for Red Bull? Like, just leave him alone.
Thomas made a really good point. He had 1 year of F2 experience rushing to F1 because he needed a replacement. I don't think they need a replacement. I think there was a mutual benefit to having him there. You know, he was mutually beneficial to having Logan in the Williams in terms of what he brings commercially as well as having him in the car.
Perez was a beast today. We'll come on to Checo. Do we hate Joe for running?
Nah, you can't hate him anyway.
You can't hate somebody that's already at the lowest of the low. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Don't get any lower. Yeah. So,
to be honest.
I am going to swiftly move on from Williams. And do you know what? Ash, I don't know if you're in the comments. I'm hoping you're not because I've been looking forward to this one ever since it happened. But, hang on, trackside. Helmut talks about Albon like it was his ex. It's true though, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? He stands and says, you know, how good Alex is driving. You binned him off, mate. You're the one who sent him into the abyss.
Comment, have you discussed Ferrari strategy?
No. We're just checking.
Hold that thought. We're still checking that one. But yeah, we're going to move on to Alpine.
Yeah, Alpine. Rubbish weekend. Right, moving on to McLaren.
Alpine. Do I need to give you the places where the two drivers finished?
Pit lane. Second DNF.
Yeah.
Second double DNF.
Two races on the bounce as well.
Two races on the bounce. Double DNF.
Can you remember the last time that ever happened?
No, and I'm sure the new boss of Alpine is not going to be happy with that. Let's be honest about it. Not a good time with your new boss there.
I mean, there's not a lot to say about Alpine. I mean, granted, today wasn't their fault.
No, their collision, which at first we kind of had our heart in our mouth when we realised it was two Alpines. We were like, yes, this is what we've been asking for.
Fireworks, come on.
And then we found out that, no, it was because someone managed to back one of them.
Yeah, Joe, we're looking at you, mate.
Yeah.
It was you.
Yeah,
there's an interesting comment there from Martin. Joe should get a race ban, you wipe out a team, injure a driver, or get 5 seconds. I mean, I'll be honest, normally with first lap incidents, they're pretty lenient.
I mean, normally you don't even get a penalty, do you?
Exactly.
I mean, it's very rare to get a first lap penalty even. So
we've got a 5 second penalty. I think they only give that because they're looking at both cars went out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt, you know.
They felt like they had to do something for it, yeah.
But yeah, has anybody got any, before we... Unfortunately, move on.
You can't, because they finished on one lap and that was it.
There's not a lot to say about two cars that crashed out.
So it's interesting. We don't get drive-through penalties a lot anymore. And actually, you're right. They do take a lot more time.
So actually,
maybe there should be more of a, instead of a 5 second penalty,
there
should be a drive-through penalty.
Joe Guan Yu today, had he got a 10 second drive-through penalty, that would have been more to his race than anything else.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. So maybe actually that, when it comes to those instances, maybe a drive-through penalty.
Manny, can you talk about Norris's ego? Again, same with the Ferrari in the Max comments.
Keep them there. They're coming.
Just
they're on their way.
And keep that on the back burner.
Right away and pass out from heat.
They are on the back burner. By the way, if either one of us do pass out or both at the same time, 999, location services, you know, and all that. Just, it is like about 80-odd. Degrees Fahrenheit in here.
Yeah.
What happened to Hamilton? Again, we're
going in order. We're going in order. Come on, give us a chance.
So we're going to reverse.
We'd like to give everyone a chance. We can't just come straight on.
We need an agenda of talking points. So we're doing it in reverse.
Yeah.
Reverse grid. We've already done from the bottom. So we've done Alpha Tauri, Alpha Romeo,
We've been locked in the summer house. Yes, we have been locked in the summer house. Yeah.
So bear with us.
Yeah.
Now, your comments about Lando Norris, because now we are coming on to McLaren. So, Lando Norris, P2, and Oscar Piastri, P5. However, P5 should have been P2. That's my stance on it.
Yeah, I think Oscar will be feeling very hard done by today with that undercut.
And Zach's comment about trying to protect from, it's just waffle, trying to protect from Lewis Hamilton from doing the undercut. It wasn't even on.
The positives are the car's looking really great. They probably should have had this car at the start of the season. They've definitely taken over from Aston Martin as the team most likely to challenge currently.
And Mercedes.
And Mercedes, yeah, definitely. So I would say that with McLaren, they've got an upward trajectory that they're certainly on. They've got to grips with the floor that they had big problems with. And to be honest, the floor was what was causing the issue. You know, it was the big thing that was saying to him that that was going to be the problem. But actually,
the countesses were put there, Oscar looking great. He did. He genuinely looked.
I think looked great. I think he looked comfortable to start off with.
He had some great moves. You know, he did the move on Lewis to get past.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I feel bad for Oscar, but Lando clearly had more pace. I don't actually agree.
No.
I think the whole strategy from, I was going to say McLaren, but I'm going to say Zach. I just have a feeling that Zach was sat in the back and he went, no, do that. You know, Lando's number one. Let's just
do that.
And it weren't right for the race. I think they could have got both cars on the podium if it weren't for that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, Oscar was rapid on his first thing. Whenever Oscar, and that's why he definitely fell off in terms of performance went after the pit stops. But his first pace was, you know.
Hi, Matt. No worries, Thomas. No worries.
Good luck in your race.
The comment that came about, I know Terry's looking forward to this. The comment that came about, Lando Norris's blue
flag comment. Wow, what a comment. That is going to bite him completely. Next time Lando Norris is coming up beyond a back marker in traffic, he's going to be in a world of it. To say that they're not racing for anything, bear in mind where Lando was a few races ago. I'm sorry. That is a balloon about comment. You know, he can't make those sort of comments and not expect some blowback on that. I'm sorry. And I think the thing that you've got as well is, you know, Nat's obviously defending Lando to the hilt here, as you can see in the comments. And, you know, you can do that, Nat. But the way he comes, and I don't know whether it's intentional from Lando or just the way he is.
No, we were talking earlier about his whole mannerism.
The way he comes about on the radio to his engineer when you listen in comparison to, well, you listen to Oscar, very calm, very collected. You know, Max and GP, you know, Lewis and Bono. When you listen to their exchanges, Lando, when he's under pressure, feels very, very strained, very sort of emotional is probably what I'd say, the way he comes across on the radio. And, you know,
Matt's put people are soft if you take something so seriously.
Yeah, but when you ask him a question, that, and I'll just put this one out, you're asking him a question as a race engineer saying, what do you think about a strategy? And he kind of goes, I don't care. When actually you've got to be able to give that information. You've got to be looking to be able to give that structure, that information back to your engineer. You can't just go, you know, oh, I don't know, or let me race, or whatever it is.
I think the keen part of that is, the most important part of that is, it has to be constructive.
Yeah. Martin, I called it beginning of the season, I still call it. I think Oscar's a great potential. You know, I'm still sticking to that. I think we're starting to see it now. He's got the same car as Lando. I think it's starting to show. And, you know, it's one of those things. Do I think Lando's a good driver? Absolutely. Do I think that
he's a world champion? Absolutely not.
Yeah. And that's probably where we're at with Lando, isn't it? You know,
Matt's just put Owen up, who's been on the slide in the guy, and it'd be me in a minute dying on it because I'm literally sweating buckets right now.
To be honest, Gerard's just said if we need releasing from the house, he can come open the door.
Might have to take a five minute sabbatical on the podcast in a minute. Just want Oscar to get a podium. Honestly, right, I know what you're saying, but strategy-wise, McLaren got it wrong today.
Yeah.
You can butter it up as much as you like. McLaren got it wrong today. It should have been Oscar on the second step, if anything. And who knows, Lando could have been on the third step. Yeah. I know it's all if buts and maybes, but, you know.
Nat doesn't agree with you.
Nat, you never. He wasn't 33 seconds slower, though, was he?
No, it's 29. It's going down all the time. If you're catching him in a minute, keep going.
But yeah, I think let's move on before the McLaren gets us cancelled and we die of heat exhaustion. Dan, are you still here? Dan, are you still in the comments? Is there any Ferrari fans in the comments?
Oh, dear.
We will wait.
Wait, we've been
to wait.
Take your break.
Oh. Heaven's ear.
we were just checking.
How can we not, right? How can we not? Yeah, they just left. I'm a Ferrari fan. Well, buckle up because you may enjoy this one. Or leave. Or entirely up to you.
I mean, can we start off with Carlos, who's clearly brought himself F1 manager over the past couple of weeks because he's doing his own strategy now. Carlos has given up. If you look at Carlos in the race, he's like, I'm just going to do my own strategy. And they're like, do you want to pit Carlos? No, I don't actually. I'll pit when I'm good and ready.
No, he said, didn't he? I'll pit. I'll pit if Sergio Perez overtakes me. Well, what?
Yeah,
what's the point?
What's the point? You know, Carlos, you know, he's got his computer at home. He's done F1 manager simulations. He's just given up on the whole Ferrari strategy.
So, you know. Charles Leclerc, after his 5-second penalty for speeding by 0.7 kilometres an hour in the pit lane.
Ironically, probably the fastest he's been all weekend.
Yeah, finished P7 and Carlos Sainz finished P8. However, I will say, with Carlos starting on the softer tyres, they should have swapped them two drivers around.
Yeah, on that first bit. There was no doubt about it. I don't know why. Why they didn't?
And what was plan Sierra? What?
Yeah, strategy Sierra.
Sierra. What?
I mean, it's kind of like they just make it up, isn't it? They kind of feel like they just sit there going, "What can we call this week's actual, you know, strategy?"
And then you got
our track size got there 100%. If it was Charles, he would have swapped them.
Guaranteed.
No doubt about it. You say that now. His pace fell off. I'm going to go back to Nat's comments there, where he says that...
Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed today?
Yeah, his pace fell off. His pace fell off because you stuck behind...
Yeah.
Leclerc. If he'd gone past, then, you know, he might have had enough to at least got a bit of a gap there on there. So, do you have aircon? Not in the shed.
No, really don't.
No. We shouldn't need it in the middle of the UK in this time of the year, but there you go.
Yeah, so slow pit stop for... It was Leclerc, wasn't it?
Yeah, 9.8 seconds on that left, wasn't it?
That didn't help. And then you've got the 5-second penalty to it when George then caught him. And it was almost as well, it was almost as if they wouldn't let Carlos past Leclerc, even though he's got a 5-second penalty.
Yeah, well, they kept trying him to back off and back off, and then obviously George put paid to that completely.
Manage your pace, and then George did him anyway.
So George just decided, I'm playing this game.
That's done him no favours. Heather's put, I think I need to start a fundraiser for Ferrari, sell dinos to get them better strategist. I don't even think it's down to that.
Did we see Laurent Mekhi on the wall? Just out of curiosity. Can someone in the comments? Or was he was due to finish after Silverstone? I didn't see actually today.
I don't know
if anyone can shed some light on that this weekend. But yeah.
They need to just focus on the 2024 car, I'm afraid. Upgrades are not working. Fred is the new team.
I think he is trying to build a team. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, isn't there? So, no, they are. Dan Priest was there. They've got to release him.
He wasn't there. Dan, was he there? Wasn't there?
Yeah. I think he's finished. I think he's definitely been sent somewhere. Plymouth's office.
Having a bad year, the fifth best team this year.
Yeah.
Or Martin, if you ask Toto, the second best team. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, Toto was on a different planet. Ali's pretty wasn't there. To be honest, I heard that Silverson was going to be his last race before he was put on gardening leave, so that makes sense that he was on the pit wall.
The question I'm going to ask to you Ferrari fans is Charles Leclerc going to be a Ferrari driver next year?
Or actually, is he going to take a look elsewhere down the pit lane? So many seats coming up.
Because if you're a Charles Leclerc fan, or even if you're Charles Leclerc at the moment, you went. I mean, there's a lot of yeses coming in to say he's going to be there, but let's be honest. Is that...
Well, he will next season, won't he? It might be the season after.
Is that head or heart? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Is that a head or heart? He's a racing driver. And
he's got a hot take.
Leclerc will go Aston Martin and replace... That's not a hot take. That's stupidity.
Yeah, no one's replacing Sol.
Ollie, get out the sun, kid. Come on. Get the sun cream on. I'm waiting for his villain era. I'm sorry. Charles Leclerc does not have a villain era. And he never will. Same as Lando Norris. Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's my hot take. Does Ferrari want Charles Leclerc? People are talking about him what? People are talking about him. Oscar has more potential to be a free fixture.
Oh. Hot take?
I mean, it's not a bad take, though. Charles doesn't have to be a villain. I kind of want Charles to drive for Red Bull with Max. Is he good enough for Red Bull, though?
Yeah.
That's the question.
All is put at some point. We come on to Aston Martin. Hold that thought.
Daddy's favourite. So are we bored with Ferrari? I mean, I'm bored with Ferrari. Absolutely messing it up every single weekend.
Let's keep Dan happy.
I'm not even a Ferrari fan, so Dan,
you almost just laugh at their tragedy now, don't you?
We're gonna save you your blushes, Dan, and we're gonna move straight from Ferrari's absolute disaster classic yet again.
Ferrari.
Aren't we all bored with Ferrari? Yes, we are.
Yeah, they are. Dan said it.
Dan, pull the plug in the bath. Yeah. Put the toaster away.
Come back to us, Dan.
Third place, Aston Martin then. So, I mean, what has happened?
They're clinging on to third place. They remind me of, you know, when you see those people kind of like just holding on to a ledge. That's how they feel like they're holding on at the moment.
Fernando Alonso, P9, and Lance Stroll, P10.
Alonso only got P9 because Lance let him through there.
Whose order was that? That's the question.
Straight away, did you see that?
I mean, they have massively fell off.
Alice got it there. Their upgrades, their upgrades just haven't worked. Whatever they're trying to do, clearly they're having problems getting it to work. Alonso's their saviour from the start of the season, to be honest. If you hadn't wrapped at those points, they'd be looking a lot further down. And they're quite lucky, I think, that McLaren didn't have their car together at the beginning of the season. Otherwise, I don't think they would have been as lofty as they.
Martin has probably, for me, hit the nail on the head there.
Interesting comment, Martin. Aston paid for a Red Bull engineer. He took their car plan. Now they can't develop it. What's that phrase? It's easy to copy. It's harder to develop.
Exactly.
You know, we've heard, how many times we heard Toto talk about that when he's saying that, you know, copying a car isn't the answer because you can't develop it. You haven't got the know-how to, because you didn't build that concept. You don't know how to take it to the next step. So, yeah, Dan follows my, I think he might be safe for a bit longer.
I mean, yeah, don't, like I say, don't get me wrong. The first early development for Aston Martin has been, I think we said the other day, the thing that's let Aston Martin down is they've started so well
and
now they've fallen off. It's now making them look bad.
It's like Finn's summed it up there. It does feel like they've literally swapped.
Yeah.
That whatever Aston Martin have got a problem with, that McLaren have capitalised on it, and Aston Martin have now got a problem with something they can't develop and get a hold of.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's the early development that's got them
so far. You can close that gap, can't you? That 1 second gap is quite easy to close, but when you start drilling into the temps all the time, that's when it goes. I do think that, you know, Lance Stroll, do we dare say it, you know, if they made a change, they would have been higher up in the championship.
We will come on to Red Bull. Martin's poor. Hasn't Lawrence copied like every winning car in the grid and don't know what to do with it?
Pink Mercedes, you could argue, couldn't you? Alonso is blaming the tyre construction. It don't seem to be hurting Red Bull as much as he was making out yesterday, though, when he said it was hurting us from Red Bull. If that tyre construction's hurting Red Bull, we're all in trouble, aren't we, really?
Alonso blames the tyre construction.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying, because if you think about it, Alonso said it was hurting themselves and it was hurting Red Bull. Well, yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
I think Aston Martin they're going to be kicking themselves because, I don't know, I see it as a double-edged sword. Like I say, I think that because they've started so well at the start of the season, we're now looking from the outside in going...
Yeah, it's poor.
Well, I don't think that's the case.
I think at the start of the season, I think they would have jumped at the chance for third, wouldn't they? 10%.
But Aston Martin aside then, let's move on then to
Mercedes,
where you had Lewis Hamilton P4 and George Russell P6.
Good recovery from George after yesterday's SHIT show in qualifying.
I don't even want to talk about qualifying because, right, we talk. In fact, you've done it now, haven't you? You've done it to me because we're going to talk about qualifying and the race podcast and the qualifying with the. I'm going to use the inverted quote here for the driver's code. What happened to the driver's code at the end when everyone's backing up? And I understand the clock's ticking down, but it didn't happen to George, did it? And isn't he the lead driver that does the team chats for the drivers?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. The drivers.
That'll be an interesting conversation to be a fly on the
I don't think Russell had more pace than Hamilton. I think Mercedes looked bad mid-stint. I think they looked more alive when they were running on low fuel at the end. Bear in mind, he was on a different strategy. George was to Lewis as well. He had a lot more options open to him because of the new tyre regulations, to be honest. When he started, he started on the hards and went for quite a long stint, which helped him.
Yeah, I mean, you put there George Wood said he would have done the same as interview. I mean, that's fine. I think every driver would admit they'd do the same. Doesn't make it right, though, does it?
Nah, I think in terms of your why was Mercedes struggling, they were clearly managing something to do with Lewis's car. If you look at the radio message he gave during the second stint when he said, have you turned my engine down? And they went, no, but then gave some waffle about managing some temperature. That's quite clearly code for, yes, we have.
Yeah, he definitely got turned down.
It definitely got turned down and then turned back up.
He was losing like 7 tenths a lap.
They definitely turned something down, that's for sure.
Ridiculous.
But George, what a drive from him. I mean, he had a lot to do, and to be fair, he did great. You know, he actually cut back through the pack. He did everything right. Didn't hear much whinging from George, I must admit, this week.
There hasn't been.
There wasn't. No, he was quite calm on the radio.
Perhaps somebody's had a word of it. Yeah. Maybe somebody's listening to the podcast. Toto, if you do listen,
Don't be shy. You can pop in. I'm sure everyone will welcome you.
Yeah, less whinging.
Yeah.
I thought
Mercedes, less whinging, more driving.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm doing it anyway. P1 in qualifying. Nobody expected. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. So I don't think anyone expected that.
I mean, it sort of disappeared today, but... It is what it is. But before we move on from Mercedes and go on to Red Bull...
We haven't done Lewis yet, really, have we?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm coming on to Toto first. Martin, your comment about Toto, where Toto said... I don't know whether anyone caught his interview with Ted at the end.
Where he got door-stopped quite clearly.
Yeah, you could see he didn't want to do it, but he had to do it. And he said Mercedes are currently the second fastest car. Do we all agree with that or not? Because I don't. Just putting that out there,
I don't think so.
So, Toto, I admire you for the work and the effort that you've done for the team. I don't agree with that comment. That's all I'm going to say.
No, they certainly weren't. And Lewis, he had that middle stint, didn't he? Poor start. Yeah, really poor start. He completely left the door wide open from Max. He, you know.
I wouldn't say a poor start. I agree with you in a way, but... If you look at it from his perspective, I agree with what you're saying, but I think he tried to cover off Lando more than he needed to.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. He should have been protecting Max.
Yeah, he left too much. Yeah, you know, too much.
He tried to do two things at the same time.
Yeah, and then you get caught in no man's land, didn't you?
And he got caught in no man's land, and obviously then it was, you know, Max took him down the inside and did Max's... We'll come on to Max, but he did his usual... Oh, look, the car doesn't seem to want to turn as much as it does sort of thing. But, yeah, Mercedes, they're still getting chunks of points, you know. They're still second in the constructors.
It's quite a big gap they're building over Aston Martin now.
Yeah, I mean, they're never going to get first. So
they know that. They're learning the car. I don't know. It's one of those, isn't it? You know, how much this is development for next year, how much they're going to be happy with it. Has the car performance improved over low fuel pace? That was a mouthful. It looked good.
I think what amazed me the most...
It looked rubbish.
It amazed me the most. I mean, Martin made a comment, didn't he, during the week about how McLaren have moved. You know, look, McLaren have took a massive step forward.
Yeah. You kind of want Mercedes to do the same at some point. Mercedes haven't. They
bought the B-spec car.
But they're sitting in the same position.
Toto says it isn't a B-spec car, inverted commas again. But yeah, they haven't made that step.
No, it's still the same step, isn't it? If you think about... The original sort of W14 and what the W13 was, it was the same level, wasn't it? Yeah. In terms of the gap and everything.
And I think anybody who is anybody who's a fan, you just want somebody to bridge the gap, whether that's Mercedes, McLaren, Aston, whoever.
Yeah.
Just bridge the gap. Because, I mean, to be honest, again, we're going to come on to Red Bull next, but it was just a little bit meh again, wasn't it? And it's, I think as a sports fan now, whoever you support, I think there's no competition there.
I mean, interesting. You know, I place bets on second place as first as winners. Winning is inevitable. And it shouldn't be inevitable, really, should it?
I mean, there's a good comment there. Look, I can't remember such an improvement in F1 during the season.
No, but I think what you remember, McLaren's improvement should have been what they made at the beginning of the season. It's a delayed improvement. I don't think it's a jump from mid-season. I think it's a delay on what should have been.
Yeah.
Like Aston Martin, they should have had that big jump at the start of the season.
Before we move on to Red Bull, I'm going to come on to this one, and I'm hoping you'll back me up, because I see this quite a lot. 7 years of Merck. It's not dominance like you're seeing dominance now, though.
No, there was still Ferrari at one point. I mean, I know we had the legal engine
Well, we're, you know, we're not going to
move
there.
On for that one. Yeah, sorry, Ferrari fans.
What I'm trying to get at is not every single race was, you know,
Lewis didn't dominate by such a big margin every single race. There was still competition in those races. I get it. What Matt's saying,
it's still classed as
domination.
Domination, yeah, but not like we're seeing now. If that makes sense. Yeah. I hope I'm trying to get my point.
I think Ali's got a point though. Every dominance period was different, and they are. If you ask my big opinion on this one, I think the biggest challenge we're seeing is the engine freeze, which I don't think is getting picked up on enough at the moment.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I saw a question earlier on reliability. The reason these engines are so reliable, because they're the same spec. We haven't changed the spec of the engines. And bear in mind, in Formula One history, we've never done that. We've never sat on them for...
Countess will come to that now.
Yeah. You know, if you think about these engines, they're normally developed year after year. We put new parts on them. We do all these things. With this freeze, all you've got is this engine that's just reliable and you can't get more performance out of it because it's a freeze. So it's all about the aero package. Normally you'd expect a team to gain some from the engine and some from the aero, but actually you can't do that anymore. It's just...
And just out of interest, who was the brainchild behind the engine freeze?
Originally Honda, because of the Honda pullout. It was caused by Honda obviously pulling out.
I wonder who pushed them into that.
Well, you know.
Swiftly moving on to Red Bull. Do you like what I did there?
Totally.
And we'll start with Sergio Perez, P3. And I think everyone already knows where Max finished. Obviously, P1.
Did he?
Well, apparently so. I mean, Sky said he did.
Where's the person in here who's putting... Where's the Max? Live now, come on.
Yeah, where's the Max fan now? Where have you gone?
Come on. Checo did do a good recovery. But again, he shouldn't have been in that position, should he, from qualifying. Hopefully he will. I mean, I think they're going to keep Checo for another season. I still believe that. I don't think they're going to replace him. Like,
do you think?
Yeah, I think he's got one more season. I think that they're let the contract wind out. They'll do it so that, you know...
Just a great comment that I just couldn't bypass. Petition to add Mario Kart items to that draw. Actually, it's more exciting. Yes.
But Matt's put a great comment there. Perez needed that, absolutely.
He did.
You know, he did need that. He would, after qualifying, he put himself on the back burner with even qualifying in. I mean, he put himself under pressure putting it in the wall on Friday, didn't he? That was mistake number one.
And then the flat spot.
And then qualifying P9, he kind of did that as well. So, you know. We do need a wide-angle lens here. You're absolutely right. We keep going to and fro. Luckily, on a podcast, you know, we'll be all right. When it comes out, you can't see us.
No, you're right. So what Ollie's put there, Perez isn't a bad driver. He just crumbled under his own pressure thinking he could be champion.
Yeah. Miami was the moment for him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It went downhill from there.
But yeah, look. You can't take away from the Red Bull dominance. You know, they built a brilliant car.
Can't take away from the car as well as the way Max is driving. His tyres are at the end. Did you see the state of his tyres? I mean, everyone's saying that Max had an easy race. Whoa, he picked up some marbles. I mean, he was losing them at one point during the race, wasn't he? That coming down into turn one. I don't know what he was expecting. You know, GP to dip out with the marbles.
I think he did an extra few laps because he didn't want to get out of the car and see his dad. That's all it was. Has anybody got any? There's a question there. Even though next year's engine freeze, could Red Bull stop development this year and win? I think their car is that far ahead
that even like the penalties and stuff, it's not gonna affect them. To the rule change. If I'm honest,
they're still on for
yeah. I still think there's more pace. I still keep sitting on the fence with the Red Bull. I don't think we've seen the most out of the RB19 yet. I don't think. I think Max's tyres were kind of in bits because I think he wanted to get some weight as well.
Comment. I'm going to pinpoint that comment there. Max doing testing and giving commentary during the race. Do you want to pick up on that comment?
What is side hustles?
So you mentioned earlier about when you were watching the race about the commentary between him and GP. It's a little bit.
Sometimes it feels like it's
like a little bit of a jab at the other team.
Yeah, yeah. But then I think it's just maybe it's just a way of keeping Max entertained during the race. To be honest. I was surprised Max didn't pit for the fun of it. I don't think he had any new tyres left, though. I think that was the problem.
I mean, Max's start was good.
It was a good start.
I mean, yep. He's not normally that good. But yeah.
You say they've already stopped developing. They didn't. They brought an upgrade this weekend. So that kind of can't be true for development because they wouldn't have brought an upgrade this weekend if they had stopped development already. So,
and who knows, next year's car might be a zero side pod. Would not surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, Adrian knew he's been sketching that for a while.
It wouldn't surprise me.
He needs to get to the back of that red notebook and it's probably the full design of how to create.
Do you know why I say it would not surprise me? Because he'll have looked at that Mercedes and go, I know I can get that to work.
If he gets to the back of his notepad, there's probably like a whole sketch on.
And he'll to do it.
On that.
And he'll do it. But yeah.
But most of the teams, Joe, I mean, Joe put their stopping development. Virtually all the teams are stopping development now. You'll get circuit specific wings, don't get me wrong. You know, Monza be a prime example. But
I think
just from that point of view, you know, they're switching developments next year. They've got to.
I just want to pick up on Ollie's question there, because again, we touched on this a little bit earlier as well, didn't we, between us?
Yeah.
I think Max is getting a bit bored and it wouldn't surprise me if he wants to complete in another series.
He's a racer, ultimately.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I said to you earlier, at the end of the day, while they've still got the car and he's still winning, I know it's going to be boring for him, but you've got to remember he's still winning. So if I know you're a racer, but if somebody turned around to you tomorrow and said, I can guarantee you the next three titles,
yeah,
you're still going to take it, aren't you, whether you're racing or not? Do you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it anyway. Yeah. Maybe it's different. Some people look at it a little bit different.
I think Ali's right, though. I don't see him going until his contract ends. I think that maybe... I think he'll stick around until then. And we said, when you've got a car that's winning you championships, you're probably not going to go... You're probably not going to go to the end. In terms of Max's contract, just to answer that one, 2028, yeah. Thank you, Ali, yeah. So Max has signed it to 2028. It's got the longest deal.
That's the same as, no, the Heineken deal, 2026.
Something like that, yeah. Some of it, similar, yeah.
2028.
Nico, debatable, really. Nico did one season, didn't he? Very different.
Are we talking about Nico Rosberg?
Yeah, the YouTuber.
He didn't win, did he? He was gifted.
That's what I mean. That's not the same as Max being dominant, is it?
He was gifted that. And you can't put that one in there. You don't win a title and then retire without Mercedes going, we're going to gift you a title, then you retire.
I mean, he's got an AMG one probably as part of the deal somewhere floating about. the Christmas special. Boosted out. I like that.
Right, that is us from the bottom of the grid to the top of the grid. We have done every single team. You've had your questions poked in there. But we'll move on now. And before we do die of heat exhaustion, we'll take some quick fire questions. So, oi oi, Matt Stard.
Scared? Is it scared?
Yeah, quick fire questions. Get your quick fire questions in.
My bumpers think as a black shirt can hit the Mario coins and slide rings after. Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, quick fire questions. Get them in.
That's not a question.
Put them in now, and then we'll see if we can answer them as quick as we can.
Joff's not hugging Max thoughts. Pretty standard.
Yeah. If Ferrari win again by the end of the year, can we see Terry dye's hair red? Oh,
no. Even though it would be a safe bet. When are you going on the slide? In about 5 minutes to cool off. We're going to get a little paddling pool out as well.
Danny Rick's chance of getting a big team next year.
Neil.
Said it, innit?
Sorry.
Will Red Bull clean sweep season now? I still think no.
I think we've run out of opportunities for him not to be. Thoughts on Nick Bearing Pace? I think it was harsh. He should have been given more time, especially when the car was so rubbish to start off with.
I completely
agree. 2 points between two teammates isn't a lot.
Yeah, completely agree. Do you reckon McLaren will beat Merck and Ferrari to challenge Red Bull? At the moment, yes.
What, are you slandering? I'm not slandering Nico Rosberg at all. He won a championship, but he's a YouTuber now.
I did, though, Nat.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. Will Max get a new trophy?
I assume so.
Do you think Christian Horner would ever leave for Ferrari? Imagine being the guy.
He's got too much tied up in Red Bull. Christian Horner is Red Bull through and through, to be honest.
Don't slander Brittany.
They are trackside. Thank you for clarifying the Monaco-based YouTube Nico Rosberg.
Do you think Danny Rick will outscore Yuki by the end of the season? I mean, it's not hard.
It's not hard. He needs to finish like about eighth and he's done it. So, yes, I think he will.
Senna or Prost? Senna.
Senna. All day long.
Horner bleeds Red Bull, potentially.
Drinks it.
Well, they don't even, like when they do the celebrations at the end, they spray Red Bull.
What will AlphaTauri's new name be? Depends on the sponsor, but I think with Danny in there, it could be worth a lot of money.
It's not a bad shout, actually. I hadn't actually thought of that.
Yeah.
I hadn't actually thought of that. Yuki is clear of Daniel.
Two points. 2 points clear now. You're the winner. Come on now, you were the one earlier who's quoting facts in there. It's 2 points, mate.
Come on, Nat. You gotta do better than that. AlphaTauri become Red Bull Zero.
Red Bull Zero. We saw that one. We quite like that one.
It's not a bad chat.
Little Bull Zero when we saw was there.
Yeah, in the Minardi.
Living Minardi. Takes back to my days.
Nat isn't playing today.
No.
Max has destroyed the sport like Lewis did. I don't know.
He's not destroyed the sport.
No, he hasn't. Let's not over-dramatise it.
And also, you can't blame Max for driving a car to the best visibility, you know.
Yeah.
It's
ballless.
If you can bring back any 90 team, Jordan. Let's bring back Eddie Jordan back on the grid just to mix it up a bit. Although his factory is now completely demolished, so it'd be a bit hard.
You can't deny Max. He's smashing the sport.
I don't think Yuki's got the potential to drive for Red Bull. Sorry, Yuki fans.
Scuderia, no balls.
Get on that slide. I'm dying to get the door open if nothing else when we get off here. You'll just see us passed out later on the floor. There'll be like some emergency from in here.
Ash, comments on Alpine today, please.
Oh, you're wondering, at least we know the Wi-Fi works in some house, by the way. Yeah. You know, that's tested that theory out.
The season reminds me of the season Marcus Schumacher had to fight off the BMWs and the McLarens.
I don't think Max is fighting that many people off.
Yeah, I don't think Max has got anybody to fight off.
Cold and wet in Dublin, I would swap for that at this precise moment in time.
Exactly.
And a cool Guinness.
I think everyone misses...
Wi-Fi works, aircon doesn't. That might be the next investment. This is why I don't go live from the shed and I'm always in the kitchen.
Seeing the fastest lap, Red Bull is not driving in the Max. Okay, interesting. Well, we know there's partly a second to come.
You think Lewis thinks Red Bull slow down? I think that Lewis will give a media snippet where he wants to and where Mercedes wants to. There's been a lot of talk about the DRS and the effect of DRS. You're never going to get a big DRS zone at Hungary. We'll see at Spa if Red Bull's DRS effect has been shortened or not. That's for sure. Max should use slits in the wet. What's your fancy team points? I haven't checked on it, but
I don't even bother checking anymore. No. Dan,
always welcome in the shed, mate. The kids might, you know, we've got a bit of sensory equipment going on in here, but we're actually in the sensory cabin rather than the shed because the shed wouldn't fit us in.
Eddie Jordan suggested handicaps from Red Bull. What do you think?
It's tough because when Mercedes were in their period of dominance, as people said, there was quite clearly...
I am soaked.
There was quite clearly rule changes that happened, wasn't there? And no matter how you want to argue Mercedes 7 years, we had rule changes that they had to deal with in those years. So there's a lot of people saying out there, should we do the same for Red Bull? Should we not? It's tough. I think the cost cap impacts it. I think the engine freeze impacts it. I think with all of those together amalgamated, you're not going to get closing the gap because you just can't afford to. So
just quickly then. So we'll finish the quick fire questions there. I just quickly want to ask one question to the guys that are in the comments. It's a controversial one. So it's cost cap. Who do we think broke the cost cap for the last year?
By the way, I don't think that people have, just to clarify my stance on it. I'm not a believer of the rumours, but Matt thinks that there is some.
Already had a role. Red Bull, Merck, Aston Martin. We've got no one. I don't think anyone has. No. I agree with Terry. Alpine, Caviar Catering again. Definitely Red Bull and Merck. McLaren, Mercedes. Nobody broke cost cap. And guys, what happened to girls too?
Yeah, you said guys in the comments. Joe's right.
Guys is, to be fair, guys is a general one. But don't go there, Joe.
All of them.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see if one sort that mess out. Maybe McLaren, though. Whoever it is, sporting penalty, not financial.
I'm going with nobody. I'm still sticking with nobody. I certainly don't think Red Bull will have even come anywhere near it again because their penalty would be a lot more because they're under an ABA agreement and it would go straight to a panel. So I don't believe for 1 minute. I think there's still a lot of to-ing and fro-ing going on between the teams and the FIA with what constitutes under what bracket in terms of costs. So I think that's what we're getting. What you've got to remember is on the cost cap, and just to explain it in a bit more detail, is you get your submission, the FIA look at it, but then they go back to the teams going, this is what we found, what do you think? And then the teams can then counteract that with evidence. So I think what we might be getting is talk of this initial figure, which then gets beaten down. It did with Red Bull. Red Bull were 5-6 million, and in the end ended up at 1.4. So
I mean, I think
all I think that's what you got. You know, Nats put it there. Red Bull said they're 7 million down, but 2021 was 5 million. And that's what I mean. When you submit it in the way you do it, it's so tough to do, and you do get this to and fro that comes in place. So,
I think all the comments as initially came from Stefano Domenicali. He didn't actually say anybody had broke the cost cap.
No, it was two rolled into one. It was a paddock rumour. He was interviewed on the cost cap and what the penalty should be, which was a straightforward interview.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he feels there should be more sporting penalties because financially the teams have, they earn enough money, so therefore it's fine. And then suddenly they were then saying that there were three teams that broke the cost cap, and Stefano had said this. It wasn't. It was a paddock rumour lumped into an article by Italian Autosport, if I remember rightly, who are now trying to justify it. And that's where it went from there. So, no, I don't think we know any cost cap details at the moment. If you look at the Sky interview, that was quite telling, where it said that even like David Croft was saying that they don't think that anybody has yet.
It'll be interesting.
Aston, I think, potentially not. I think there's a lot of money to be lost. I say lost, but to be moved into their new building and what was agreed. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, to be honest, to see. But I don't think the teams have done it. I think that we're going to have to wait. And that's right. The penalty guideline is clear. It's all in there. You know, yeah, what Red Bull were penalised was fully within the rules, and that's what the rules are, and they continue to be for this year. So if it's a minor breach, you can expect something similar.
Nick De Vries has applied for a Red Bull catering role, apparently.
Right, I think on that bombshell.
Right, guys, that is the podcast done. Again, from both of us, thanks for joining.
Yeah, from Sunny Shed.
Sunny Shed, yeah, from now one stone lighter me and one stone lighter Terry, because he's going to get a paper towel for his brow. thanks for everyone for joining. Thanks for everyone for gifting. Thanks for your comments. Again, we'll try and get this edited as fast as we can and get it up onto Spotify and obviously all the other places that
you're not getting podcasts
from.
Next week. Might be a bit delayed because of where I am. But
So Terry's swanning off to do some very interesting...
Go on, you can say it on this podcast. We're all open here.
It's your news. Come on.
No, I'm off to do some Formula E. Yeah. Some Formula E Formula, media work. Yeah.
Formula E.
Formula E.
Just in case you missed that, this guy...
Yeah.
Formula E.
I'm sorry. It's too good an opportunity to
miss. This one. So if you want to formally apologise to the Formula One fans.
No, I'm sure the Formula One fans will be just as excited as I am to go and see some Formula E. So, yeah, I will be down in London in the paddock for Formula E. So, you know, it might be a bit delayed, but we'll find a way to do it.
You are right there. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
Enjoy it.
I intend to. And Championship decided as well.
And if you do want to go, apparently it's quite cheap.
Yeah.
So get yourself down there. Yeah. But anyway, without further ado, we're signing off. Thanks for joining.
Thank you very much. And thanks for all your comments, your gifts, everything else.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, next week. Cheerio.
Bye.